Hey team, this is Grant David Collins, and welcome to Giving is a Skill, a grassroots giving podcast where ordinary people like you and me learn how to create meaning, impact, and connection with our time, talents, and money, regardless of the amount. On this episode, we get to talk about the power of commitment, so let's get started. Okay, well, 1 month ago today, I put out a podcast called The Power of Discontentment. And in that episode, I outlined what I saw as the value of this feeling and how, if approached with the right mindset, it can be a very powerful motivator. I highly encourage you to listen to that episode if you haven't before you start this one. So the link is in the description, and you should go do that. For those of you who have listened to that podcast, you may remember that during it, I shared some goals that I came up with because of this discontent, and I promised a follow-up episode, so here we are. Now, before we go any further, I want to give a quick recap of what those goals were and where I succeeded and failed. Then we can dive deeper into the learning that accompanied this whole experience. So the first goal I had was to find a part-time videographer and editor. The second was to have 5 coaching sessions with individual givers and then host an initial giving seminar with at least 10 people. And last but not least, the third was to get clear on a social media strategy for grassroots and begin posting again. So how did it all go? If I were scoring each goal with 1 point, I would have received 2 out of 3. I was able to find some video support and fulfilled on my coaching and seminar goals, but I did not fulfill on the social media strategy. Now, if this podcast episode was called The Power of Discontentment Part 2, we could just stop there. But this episode is called The Power of Commitment. So where does that come into play, you might be asking? Well, let's take a closer look at one of the 3 goals, and I'll share exactly how it showed up and what this learning has to do with your personal giving. 10 days ago, I was far from completing the 5 coaching sessions and hosting the giving seminar. In fact, I had only really had 1 coaching session, and the seminar wasn't actually even on my radar. I had fallen into the trap of making a goal and then letting life get in the way. It was around this same time that I had a wonderful one-on-one with my boss. And during this conversation, we talked about one of our company core virtues, which just so happened to be committed. Now, where I work is a rather special place, where most companies see company values or virtues as simply wall decorations that come up maybe during onboarding or a presentation by HR. At Nimble, we actually view performance or fulfilling on our job through this lens of the core virtues. To us, these core virtues are principles of personal leadership that can apply to everything we do, regardless of if it is associated with work. At Nimble, being committed means that we do what is necessary. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, unless, of course, you are 10 days away from a goal to have 5 personal coaching sessions and host a giving seminar, and you only have 1 session in the books and 0 plans around that seminar. Why is it that the simplest things are always the hardest? Back to the one-on-one. My boss was talking about commitment as it relates to some of our company goals. He shared something similar to one of the descriptions that we have of commitment as a company, which reads, We do what it takes to see our visions realized. After creating a clear vision of what the future looks like for our own lives and for the company, we see the future as if it has already happened by doing what is necessary to make it happen. Now, it was in reflecting on this conversation, as it relates to my giving goal, that I realized that I wasn't actually committed to completing it. So I did what I did a month ago with discontentment, with commitment, and I got curious and asked myself this question: what would it look like if I did what was necessary? Asking this question opened up my creativity, and I realized that I had a giving event coming up the Saturday before last. So at this event, I recorded the names of all the people who attended and reached out to them individually with this text message: "Thanks for coming out to this last weekend's event. Quick favor, I've been working on ways to help people get more personally involved with giving, and I'm wondering if you'd be open to helping me test one of these ideas." Now, if they responded positively, I then sent them this message: "I'm testing out two ideas and I could use some help with either of them. First is a short giving get-together I'm hosting at my place this next Saturday morning. There will be 8 to 12 people there with the purpose of learning how to give a little better, whether it be your time, talents, or money. Second is the same concept, but instead of a group setting, it's a quick FaceTime with me. We'll chat about what giving looks like for you right now and what it could look like in the future with those same resources, time, talents, and money." Out of the 30 people or so that I texted, 18 of them responded that they would be open to participating, and after that, we were off to the races officially. I quickly divided up the people into 2 groups and scheduled 5 personal giving conversations, and then set up the giving seminar for 9 o'clock this past Saturday. Now, everything didn't go perfect, and I learned a ton, but as I buckled down and became committed to the idea of being committed, I was met with possibility. In a matter of 10 days, what seemed impossible became possible through commitment. So how does this apply to you? To be honest, I don't actually really know. And that's why I actually love principle-based teaching. Its application occurs on a very personal level. So I would take a few minutes after this episode and reflect a little bit about your personal giving and how this topic shows up for you. I will share this though. Too often, we miss what is possible in our lives because we actually are not willing to do what is necessary. I see this in myself all the time. I spend hours thinking and dreaming, and then when it gets to the doing part of the equation, I just don't show up for some reason. And this is why giving can seem so simple, and yet it is one of the most challenging things we will ever participate in. Doing what is necessary to actually help the people and the causes we care about takes real effort, struggle, and commitment. It doesn't mean we have to sell everything we own tomorrow, but it does mean that we need to start getting off the sidelines and following through on the giving goals that we do have so that over time, real impact can actually occur. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's most definitely not going to be convenient. In fact, this concept of voluntary inconvenience is going to be the topic of next week's podcast. I can't wait to explore it with you. Well, team, let's go out in the world and create meaning, impact, and connection with our time, talents, and money, regardless of the amount, and begin to apply the power of commitment to the good we want to create in this world together. Talk soon.